If y'all listen to me ramble on Instagram and TikTok, you guys know I talk a lot about getting in enough protein. And what do I mean by enough protein? Well, the recommendations for females that are active is going to be 0.8 to 1 gram of protein per pound of body weight. So yeah, that's a decent amount of protein. And no, I'm not getting that all in by whole foods. I'm 100% supplementing with protein. And I believe you should too. There is no reason why you shouldn't use 1 or 2 scoops of protein powder to help supplement your diet, to get enough protein, to help you maintain and reach those gains while also helping you burn and lose body fat. Because guess what? Without enough protein, we're not having either of those things accomplished. So how are we going to get this protein in? The best way to do, you guys, is to go over to HD Muscle's website, go to their HD protein powder, and order a tub of that by using my code HaleyJamesFit. All right, you're gonna save 10% on that tub of protein, and you're gonna be easily hitting your protein numbers for that day, and you're going to be reaching your fitness goals in no time. While you're over there, check out all the other supplements they have to offer. Everything on their website, you guys, is third-party tested, which guess what? All supplement companies are not, and the supplement companies are not regulated, you guys. So you really have to make sure you're buying quality stuff, and you can be sure that you're getting that from HD Muscle. We have pre-workouts, we have creatine, we have L-glutamine, we have everything you need, as well as some health supplements like vitamin D, vitamin K, and fish oil. All of those are on my definitely monthly favorites. Go over, save by using my code HaleyJamesFit, and be sure to send me a message while you guys do so I can thank you for supporting me. Hello, you guys. Welcome back to Best Self Radio. I'm your host, Haley James, and thank you so much for being here for another week on the podcast. I'm excited to talk about today's topic. You guys, we're going to be digging into the world of macros. I've definitely done a podcast on macros in the past, maybe a few over the years, but it's been a little while, and I just wanted to really hone in today on some of the reasons to track macros that are not involved with dieting or being restrictive at all, which I think is some of the connotation around them and why it can be sometimes negative to people. I also want to express that that's fine. Like, if tracking macros seems disordered to you or just something that you're definitely not interested in, I totally understand. I've been there at parts of my journey as well, and either you'll come around to them or maybe not, and either one is totally fine. Also, if you do have certain goals, you can definitely achieve them without macro tracking. I just do want to share some of the reasons that I and my clients macro track that is not have any way related to us wanting to diet, lose weight, or be restrictive at all. So I wanted to express that. I also wanted to just share some of the reasons why you might want a macro track and how to go about that with the best practices. So that's what we're gonna get into in today's episode. But before we do that, I am gonna share with you guys 3 things that are helping me be the best version of myself this week, as well as introduce and share with you guys a brand new masterclass that is coming out this month. So we're gonna get into all that in this episode. Okay, you guys, let's jump in now to the episode. As always, though, if you would love to share one thing you're doing to be the best version of yourself, please do over in my DMs at Flow Living Co. I will link that in the show notes. I love to interact and chat with you guys. So today, you guys, we're gonna talk about macros. And the reason I wanted to bring this up is because I have definitely gone through phases in my journey of not using macros, using macros, kind of hating on them, and then loving on them. And I'm in a loving on them place right now. And I wanna share why. But first, let's just chat about kind of quickly what macros are. So macros, short for macronutrients, you guys, macronutrients are the 3 main things that our body needs to fuel and function. So those are going to be our carbohydrates, those are going to be our fats, and those are going to be our proteins. Fats and carbs are things that are stored in our body, and protein are things that are a pool, recycling or recycled pool that we need constant feedings of to maintain all of the things that they do, which is pretty much the building blocks to our cells. Very, very important. Carbohydrates are going to be coming from our plants, right? So this is going to be coming from our grains,
from our seeds, from our nuts, from our beans and legumes, from all of our vegetables, our carbs, and then obviously our processed sugar sources as well. Carbs are going to be, you know, some of them are going to be a bit more simple, which means they're not going to have as much fiber. Some of them are going to be more complex, which means they're going to contain more fiber. There's a lot of variations between carbohydrates, obviously, but we all know, hopefully on this podcast, carbs are 100% not the enemy. They're a huge, huge fuel source of energy, and especially for our brain's energy. So we want to have a good supply of carbohydrates throughout our day. Now, fats are, again, super essential. There are certain essential fats that we need to get to, again, have healthy hormones, healthy cell function, healthy communication between our cells. So fats are going to be wonderful to get in as well. And then our proteins, again, as I said, they are needed. There are some that are essential. There are 9 that are essential. They're called amino acids that make up these proteins. And we are going to be needing to get those through our diet. They are also not stored in our body, so they need to be eaten regularly throughout the day, which is another reason why I will harp on protein every day until the end of days, especially if we are female in our 30s or beyond, and we are wanting, which we should all be wanting, to build and maintain muscle mass. So proteins are super essential to be getting it. So those are our macronutrients we're gonna kind of be chatting about today. And tracking macros gives us the ability to see how much of these things we are getting in. So making sure we're not getting in too much or too little based on goals, based on how we're feeling. All right. So we, of course, as humans, don't need to track every calorie, every gram of things that are going into our body. Okay. Because we are not we are not in test tubes in labs, right? We are human. We are dynamic. There's going to be so many things that are happening in our lives that are individual that a calculator on a computer cannot understand. So as someone who likes macros, who uses them in her own life and uses them with my clients, I do not use a macro calculator, and I do not have any of my clients use a macro calculator or use macros just based on what they put in to like a MyFitnessPal and it spits out some number. That's not how I go about tracking macros because, again, as I was saying, even if the macro calculators ask for height, weight, activity level, it's not really understanding your metabolism and your unique physiology and your day-to-day life, okay? So it's not necessarily going to give you a realistic number for what you need. The other reason is because we, again, as I said, we're not in labs in test tubes. So us just living our lives based on numbers, I don't like that, okay? I don't like that approach, and I definitely just don't think it's necessary. Now, this is the method that you might kind of see more out there. This might be a method you've used in the past, which is why you might have a negative connotation around it, or it just has not been something you've resonated with or used before. Because for me, this is what I used for most of my fitness journey, tracking macros when I was into fitness, you know, influencing type, you know, people on YouTube and Instagram when I first got into it in the, what would it be like, kind of mid 2000s. And then as well, when I was doing preps for bodybuilding shows, obviously you're tracking very consistently to the gram of everything. So this builds in this kind of restrictive nature around tracking macros. And it also kind of pulls away your intuitiveness around eating, obviously, as well as your connection to the food, because again, you're just seeing this food as numbers. So this was a part in my journey that I was kind of feeling that ick from macro tracking because of those things that I just mentioned. Now, when I track macros now, I do it in a way that is supportive of the individual. And what I mean by that is, number one, we don't use a macro tracking calculator to get the number we're using. What I do with my clients, and I'm going to take you through actually a recent example for myself of what I'm doing right now, utilizing macros in a sense, but also utilizing intuitive eating to reach my goals. So for my clients, so I'm just going to take it back to what I do instead of just plugging in numbers. What I do for my clients is I have them track intuitively what they're eating. And what I mean by that is we're not changing anything. We're not trying to reach any numbers for 2 weeks when we start off. So we are just inputting what we are currently eating. Maybe we weigh it. Maybe we just, you know, use a measuring cup. Maybe we just scan and kind of even estimate, right? Because again, we're not test tubes. And also we're not trying to step on bodybuilding stages. We don't need to be that dialed in. We're just using it as data, as a tool to reach our goals. Similar to someone using spreadsheets, using, you know, different methods to help in their business, or similar to us tracking our weights in the gym, following some sort of program. We can't just throw spaghetti on the wall and expect it to stick, right? We need to use some sort of method in order to support us. And this is just one of those ways. And I'm going to mention other ways that I, you know, help my clients and myself reach our goals as well. But this is just one of them. So tracking just what you're intuitively already eating for 2 weeks. And while we're doing this, we are also going to one of two. We could just do that to kind of get a better understanding if physique has zero interest to you. But if you do have physique goals, then we're also going to be weighing ourselves every single morning on an empty stomach and just recording again for data. Because at the end of the 2 weeks, based on what you're currently eating in the MyFitness, you know, or the macros that we've calculated, and based on what your weight has been doing, we are going to see if you've been in a deficit, if you've lost some weight, you've been in a surplus, if you've gained some weight, or if you have on average maintained your weight, meaning you're, you know, averaging out and maintaining your weight based on your macros, the calories you're eating. Now, again, based on your goal, what we can do with that information is, if let's say you were maintaining during that time, or you chose just not to weigh yourself because that's not a goal of yours, we're going to look at those macros and we're going to see you have 80 grams of protein on day on average, right? Maybe some days you have 60, maybe some days you're on 100, whatever it is. But on average, we're a little lower than what we want as females in our 30s and above. Again, this could be at any age, but I'm just talking to my main audience and who I support mainly in coaching. Sorry, that was my chair if you heard it squeaking. So this is going to show us, okay, maybe we need to increase our protein in a meal or two. Maybe we need to be reaching for a higher protein snack rather than the chips or the nuts or something. It's going to be sharing with us, we're getting 10 grams of fiber. That's just not going to cut it for our gut health long term, right? So this is giving us so much data, so much information. It's also, as you go through this process and you start picking up labels, you start reading it, you start understanding what actually are carbs, what are proteins, what are fats. I can't tell you how many times I have a client who really doesn't understand that. And that's fine, right? That's, this isn't your line of work. But I do think it's important. We have one body. We need to be learning about how to feel and support it. So this gives us so much information because we're not just looking at the numbers, right? We're looking at the carbohydrates, the fats, the fibers, the proteins. And we're also, as we go through this process, we're seeing what we're gravitating towards. Are we eating the same 10 foods every single week? That's something I would address in my coaching, right? So it's not just that data that I'm wanting from my clients. And I encourage you the same. If you're interested in tracking macros, we're looking at so many other things going through this process. And then if you did have physique goals, what we could do with this information is, if we were tracking our macros consistently for those 2 weeks and we were like averaging out 1400 calories, 80 grams of protein, there is in no way that I would ever take a client into a cut, into a deficit, into some sort of way of wanting to lose fat, which unfortunately is so much of the time what I see women doing. And the thing about this, you guys, is it's not we are not losing weight because we're not, because like we're eating too little. That's not what it is. It's because our metabolism is adapted to that lower volume of food from many years of under eating. So what we want to do is we want to bring food back up so that we are having a robust metabolism. So we're able to put on muscle mass, and then eventually we're able to lose fat in a sustainable way. So this is going to guide me and you, if you wanted to do this on your own, so much to understand what's truly going on within my client's metabolism and their body. Let's say though, on another side of the scale, if you are losing, like let's say you lost some weight during this tracking process and you're eating like over 2000 or above. Again, I'm giving rough numbers, but this is kind of the general woman that I am working with. And from that standpoint, I would say, wow, our metabolism is in a really great place. Let's like, we can continue working this way. Maybe just like make sure our protein's good, make sure fiber's good, just kind of shift macros and shift meals around a little bit. So we're hitting that. So there's so much information that we can gain from this. And that's what I really wanted to stress with this podcast, you guys. We're not tracking macros to lose fat. Now, maybe that's an end goal, but there's going to be possibly multiple steps to get there. And it also could maybe not be a goal of yours. Maybe you're just wanting to be the healthiest version of yourself. I do believe that macros can be a really good guide for that. Okay. Now, I wanted to share what I currently am doing and a way that I'm approaching this coming out of few years now of being fully intuitive after rigorously. I can't say it now. I always do that. I like mess up on a word and then I'm like, oh God, I can't say it. Religiously, there we go. Religiously tracking for years. Like I'm talking over 5 years. Okay. So after religiously tracking, and then also going into a big period of time during my holistic nutrition degree of really, really disordered eating, where I was cutting out food groups and I was thinking foods were evil and just like blah, 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 like terrible things. And then also in my early years, but you know, before high school and in high school, having eating disorders, anorexia and bulimia, I had a lot of issues with eating, clearly. So in the last few years before this period of my life right now, I went through 2 years of fully intuitive. So I was really just wanting to nourish my body, connect with my hunger hormones, my fullness cues, my relationship with myself and my body. I wanted to audit my thoughts. I wanted to understand that I really loved my body and myself regardless of what I looked like. And during this time, I 100% put on fat. I also 100% put on muscle, but I also gained so much freedom in my life and so much love for myself, and never have felt better. And it's not because I looked the best ever, quote unquote, in the mirror based on, you know, our ridiculous standards as women in North America, but it was because I internally felt my best, right? So I do want to share that there are so many levels to our health and fitness journey. And there has been times that in the past, tracking macros has been negative, has been disordered. And then there are times like now where it is such a guiding tool and something I also use in my clients that they have expressed, I've never had a good relationship with tracking before. And now I do, like I just look at it as data. So there's a spectrum, like always. And I also want to stress that in Body Freedom, you guys, my signature course that is starting next week, this is exactly what we do. And then if you're wanting to upgrade to Body Freedom Recomp, this is what we are doing in this program. We are getting you to this place that I am now, where I have a super healthy relationship with food, with my body, feeling amazing, and just wanting to tune in and level up. Okay. So now we're in this phase for me that I want to do that. I also, because I am pretty sedentary now because of my back injury, I knew also that, again, my intuitiveness now, I wasn't very hungry. So obviously I'm not eating as much because my metabolism has gone down. I'm not moving as much. My muscle mass has decreased. And I'm just not expending that many calories in a day. So I'm not eating very much. Not saying I'm under eating, because again, I don't need very many calories to support myself right now. However, I do want to preserve as much muscle mass as possible. And I knew that if I was just intuitively allowing myself to lead, I wasn't going to be getting enough protein, or again, just like not necessarily. Now, once I'm going to talk you through my method of getting kind of in back into tracking and where I want to go with this, okay? Because when I started to track again, what I did for the first month, so almost the whole month of March, you guys, I purely just started intuitively eating, but in this sense of really tuning in to making sure that I had the protein, I had the carb, I had the fiber, you know, plant source, like vegetable color source, I had the fat source. Really getting back to that, because there was a period of time, like when I was in a lot of pain and just a lot of stress, that just wasn't a priority for me. And I literally was just surviving, right? And then I realized that I would, you know, I had mitigated that pain a little bit. We had some answers and I could take a little bit more control. So I just started making sure, again, intuitively, but also intentionally, right? And intentional eating is kind of how I like to say intuitive eating, but it's kind of similar. It's just being like, also like, you know, making sure you're getting what you need and doing that for, again, it was probably not a whole month, maybe it was like 3 weeks. And as I was going through that, I was also weighing myself on a daily basis to get data for myself. Now, a caveat for me is obviously I am also losing muscle during this time. So I have to take that into account as well. But seeing that I was in a slight deficit for those 3 weeks because I was slightly losing some body fat as well. And I do have a scale that measures those things. Not that they're super accurate, but when you're taking that same measurement on a daily basis, then you can use that accuracy as you will, but at least you're getting consistency. So from there, I could see I was in a slight deficit, which is what I wanted to be, but also wanted to make sure I was getting in minimum 120 grams of protein, hopefully more on that 140 marker. When I was tracking, when I was doing this, I was seeing I was in that slight deficit. So I was like, that's awesome. This week, after 3 weeks of that, I started to plug things into my FitnessPal. I zeroed everything to zero. I have no intention of hitting any numbers other than protein. Like, I'm keeping that in mind. But the calorie thing, I guess, is where I don't really care where I land. I just want to, again, it's kind of step two, right? So this is step two. We're putting everything in. We're seeing kind of what I'm getting, what I'm eating, how many calories I'm eating as far as helping me be in that slight deficit. I will stay here for a week or two. And then based on that data, I might set some parameters. But when I say this too, they're loose, right? Because we're not test tubes. Every day is going to be a little bit different for us, right? So if every day is a little bit different in our macros, in our tracking, that's fine, right? The thing is are we progressing week after week slightly in the positive direction? If yes, then wonderful. We're doing everything great, right? So that's really what I want to understand, you guys to understand about tracking. The last thing is it's not restrictive in the fact or in the way of like, you can't go out to eat. You can't make fun recipes. You can't try out different foods. You can't go on vacation, right? Now you can use it in a few different ways. You could either choose to bring it, throw things in, guesstimate the best you can, or you simply take a week off, you take a weekend off, whatever it is. Again, because we're teaching also the tools inside Body Freedom, or again, I encourage you to make sure you have a healthy relationship with food before going into this. Now, I do believe that macros can help you build a healthy relationship with food in conjunction with other things. I'm not gonna get into that right now. I would love to help you with that if that's something you struggle with, and that's something we do inside Body Freedom. Body Freedom is a fraction of the price of what one-on-one coaching is, and that's why I've created it for you. So there's no limitations for people getting this work and these resources because it's life-changing. But that's where macros too for me come into place. Like if I go over for Easter dinner, I don't care. I eat till I'm full. I don't eat past that. And I will say, like at my Easter dinner, everyone else I was with like felt kind of sick after and bloated. And I didn't, because I choose not to get to that place anymore. That's very, very rare. I mean, I can't remember a time where I ate to an uncomfortable level of fullness. And that's mindful eating. So that's where macros is another tool, right? That I think fits beautifully with intuitive eating, with mindful eating, with general just respect for yourself. But when you have fitness goals, I don't think there is anything wrong with you using a tool like tracking your food, because you better be tracking your weights and your workouts in the gym too. Otherwise, what are you doing? And I know not everyone agrees with me on that, and that is fine, but I am here to help you level up, to help you be the best version of yourself. And in order to do that, I believe you need to be taking data. You need to be understanding what's going on in your body and really dialing in. Again, you can do this without tracking macros. 100% people do it, but it's a wonderful tool to use. Okay, so that is my spiel on macros. You guys, I want to get into some of those reasons why I would use macros, or why I would track macros.
This episode of Best Self Radio is brought to you by my signature 16-week mind-body program, Body Freedom Recomp. This program is designed to help you build muscle and strength and while simultaneously losing body fat without the restrictions, extremes that you tried in your 20s, leaving you feeling miserable with imbalanced hormones, gut health issues, and a lot of shame and guilt. I know for me, after going through all of this yo-yo dieting and extremes, I was ready for something that was sustainable, that could give me long-lasting results without tanking my hormones, causing gut issues, and leading to me feeling guilty and shame about my body. This led me into develop the core method that I teach my one-on-one clients. I wanted to offer this to you at the fraction of a price in a group setting so that you didn't feel that you were not able to get the help that you needed simply based on not being able to afford it. That is why I have designed this program into three different tiers. Tier one is when we are going to really focus on our subconscious mind. We're going to break through limiting beliefs, limiting decisions, and self-sabotaging patterns. In tier two, we really start understanding what we need as women in our 30s. We understand how to heal and nourish our gut, balance our hormones, and balance our blood sugar to really thrive and truly reach not only our health goals, but our physique goals. And in tier three is where we dig into the exercise and the tracking of our macros to get the body composition that we want, while also not sacrificing our muscle mass, the most crucial thing for our health as we enter into our 30s and perimenopause years. Please follow the link in the description to get the information you need to sign up for this program. I promise you, this program is going to change your life and is unlike anything you have ever seen before.
So why I would use macros, tracking macros, outside of just wanting to lose body fat and restrict my food. Number one, to gain muscle. Okay, that's pretty obvious, but like, if you want to gain muscle, you have to be eating in a bit of a surplus. Again, you don't need to track for this, but it can be helpful, especially if you're someone who has kind of always been in a deficit, right? If you're a female who grew up, kind of when I did, or before even as well, if you're in your mid-30s now, you might have a bit of a resistance of eating enough food. So you might be really holding yourself back from progress in the gym. And when I say build muscle, that doesn't mean we're getting like huge and bulky. That just means like we're putting on tissue on our body, which does require calories to do so. So that's one of the hugest reasons. That, in conjunction with progressive overloading strength training and following that and make sure we're progressing in our lifts, is going to be what we need to do for that. Obviously recovery, sleep, all of that good stuff as well. But eating in a slight surplus, making sure we're getting enough protein, you're gonna need to do that. Tracking macros might be a really great tool to help you with that. The second reason why I would track macros outside of restriction is for actually having a better understanding of your nutrition and your food, having a better relationship with your food. I think while putting, again, if we can see it as data, we can put that food in, we can start reading more nutrition labels, we can start understanding the proteins, the fats, the carb sources, getting in enough fiber. We can really get a handle, again, as I said, on reading those nutrition labels so we understand where those foods are coming from, and we can remove ourselves from tracking being a negative thing, right? Or food in general being negative. So this is really helpful for me when I was raised to have things be good or bad, right? Some foods are off limits. Some foods are bad for you. Now, do I think that all foods are going to be equal for you? Absolutely not. That's insane. I think people that say that are like, that like come back at you for saying that like no food is good or bad, just don't have a good relationship with food. Because of course I'm not saying that. Of course broccoli is more nutritious than a milkshake. The thing I'm saying though is you're not good for eating broccoli, you're not bad for having a milkshake, right? So if you're still struggling with that, tracking macros can be wonderful because it can show you that having mini eggs, but also having a really nutritious smoothie, a nutritious salad with protein, balanced, you know, burger at night, you can still reach your goals, right? But you can have all of those things. And again, making sure we're hitting protein and fiber by also including those things that we enjoy taste-wise and also help us live a really full, balanced life. So I actually do think tracking macros can help you if you do have a poor relationship with food or if you were raised like me to think that some foods were off limits and bad for you. So those are some of the reasons that I think macros are wonderful and think you can use them as a tool outside of just being restrictive. The other thing that we can do with macros to help us, as I kind of mentioned there at the beginning, but if you have been someone who's been chronically under eating, it can be a helpful tool to help us raise our calories up, increase our metabolism, and help us have more freedom with food. Which, why don't we want that? That means we can go on vacations, that means we can go out to eat and not gain 5 pounds and not feel bloated. If you are feeling bloated and you feel like you gained 5 pounds after going out to eat, there is something up with your metabolism, you guys. Like, this is not just, it's not your hormones, like, it's your metabolism is down regulated. Now, of course, thyroid might play a part in that, but just this, like, that's why I really stress calories, because I really think a huge, huge thing that we are missing is us women consistently eating enough food, enough carbohydrates, and not having fear around them. And tracking macros is a beautiful way to do that. Not the only way, and in conjunction with a lot of things that I teach you in Body Freedom, but it is definitely one of the ways. Okay, you guys, if you are interested in learning more, if you are interested in getting support from me with this, I highly recommend you follow the link in my bio for my Macro Mastery Masterclass. I'm gonna be leading this another one in a few weeks over in my free community, and I wanna invite you to join, you guys. Make sure you just join my free community. You're gonna get access to it. You can also be on there live. You can ask me questions directly to help you guys, and I'm going to be talking you through how to track your macros, how to transition into it, you know, again, kind of going over what we went over today in more depth of why it can be super supportive of your goals, how it can help how it can help you build a healthy relationship with your food and reach your health and physique goals this year. So follow that link in my bio, you guys. You'll be able to access my free community. And inside of there as well, you'll be able to see all of the, I think maybe six group calls that I've had inside there, ranging from all different health and wellness topics, as well as a bunch of free resources in there. So definitely suggest joining that if you are interested in macros and having them help you support you in your 2024 health and fitness goals. As always, you guys, if you like this, please rate, review, super helpful, share it with someone who you think will enjoy this information. And I will see you guys, or hear from me next week on Best Self Radio.